Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good, man. It's going to be a spicy review night. And we're doing a bunch of these back to back. I think I'm going to be the outlier for most of them, which hasn't happened in a while. So excited to defend myself.
So today we are talking about the Black Label Trading Company Super Deluxe Lancero. I'm going to take some grief for that now. Yeah, 7 inches by 42 ring gauge. Comes out of the Fabrica Oveja Negra factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Mexican San Andreas Maduro. Binder is Ecuadorian Habano. Filters from Nicaragua. It is blended by James Brown. Price point is $11.50. The cigar was released in September of 2020. And we picked these cigars up from Lake Country Cigars in Wisconsin. So go to lccigars.com, find their phone number, give them a call, ask them what they have in stock, which is a lot of stuff, place an order, and they'll take care of you. So with all that being
said, selection with all this stuff.
Absolutely. So with all that being said, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
This is a fantastic. No, it wasn't. I never said that about a Black Label cigar. So, this was a okay cigar for me. This is very Black Label esque, I would say. You know, you're gonna get stronger nicotine presence. Just dark, rich, rustic kind of flavors. A lot of red pepper, cocoa, cinnamon, that cinnamon builds and builds as it kind of goes on throughout the cigar. When I think about a profile like that, it's okay for me. But I would say if you are one of those folks that buy blind label, this should definitely be on your list because it's going to fit like the other Black Label profile stuff.
All right, Seth, what were your overall thoughts?
I thought it was, an average to good cigar. I thought it was actually softer than some other Black Label stuff that we smoked. Actually really enjoyed that. It didn't have a lot of like complexity or transitioning throughout, but the core, flavor profiles of like this mocha, cream, coffee, chocolate wood, I really enjoyed. It was nice in that sense of just good flavors, really good construction.
All right, John, what were your thoughts?
In a rare moment, I think Seth and I are going to align really well on this review. So first of all, come on, man, Super Lancero, 6x42?
7x42.
It's a Super Corona. It's a Super Corona. It's bad enough, and sorry, James, I have to do this. It's bad enough you call a 40 ring gauge a Lancero. It's 38 is the ring gauge for Lancero. You go over 38, it's no longer a Lancero. I'm just saying, this is why we have a name council. Call us, we'll double check the thing. Also, Seth, what the fuck, buddy? What does a guy have to do to get very good in the pre-light? James put out all the things here.
What's so good about this pre-light?
You got the box press.
June. No, seriously.
You got the box. Pressing
does not do anything for that.
I had a rip on my wrapper.
First of all, there's a box press. It's a little bit of artisanal quality when you do a box press. Second of all, neither of you might appreciate this because you don't work in brick and mortar retail, but the UPC code is specifically designed to not tear when you open the cellophane so that when clown shows are opening the cellophane, you can still read what the label is on the cigar. Second of all, the wrapper was super, super nice. So I'm just saying is...
Wait, what about the cellophane?
The UPC
when
code.
When you pull the cellophane off, it breaks the sticker so that you can still have the UPC code
He's
intact.
He has this retailer, old
so
retailer.
So if you take it out... And
you're taking the cellophane into account.
Oh, absolutely I do. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, dude. No, it seems like, okay, I'm going to go on a total tangent here. It seems like such a stupid thing, but the number of manufacturers who put the UPC code and or the name of the cigar to seal the cellophane onto the cello, and then you open the cello or the cello gets opened, and now all you would see is Black Label, and it's like, oh, I don't know what Black Label cigar this is. Well, I'll just scan it. And then you go to scan it and you can't scan it because the UPC code is torn. and some guys put a tear tab on there, which is a really good system. This one is just specifically designed, so there's no way you could rip it. So it seems like a simple, single little touch, but there's not a lot of cigar manufacturers out there that are packaging their cigars this way, and it's really important from the B&M perspective. Anyways, I'm way off on a tangent, but it's a cool little touch. Not a lot of people get props for that. I think they should. But
I didn't catch that, at least. But that makes sense. Yeah. I get you.
Next time you open a cellophane, take a look. See how it uses. But Seth and I really aligned. I think that, like Seth said, this is really sedate for a Black Label. It's not as aggressive. It's got, like you said, that mocha quality, powdered cocoa, baking spices, cedar. It's really easy retrohale. A lot of Black Label stuff can be aggressive, which I like. But it built up over time. It didn't just blast you right away. It did have some pepper lingering, you know, by the 20-minute mark, but then it kind of fell back into that sort of Mexican hot chocolate mocha quality, which was really nice. And then there's a lot of creaminess through the second, third, you know, mild citrus, really nice change up on the profile, but not, you know, super, super derivative from, or super change up from the first third. Last third was really driven by a lot of astringency. So, you know, creamy earth and cedar, not enough going on for me to keep my interest. It was okay. Overall, a good experience. I did have a relight, which sucks. You never want a relight. And, you know, big cigar like this, I was smoking away at it and it just kind of went out mid puff. So could be the environment, tough to say. Draw was pretty perfect. So Aaron, walk us through your experience now that I've taken half an hour to explain mine.
Not a problem. Cigar had a nice balance of wood, earth, mustiness, and black pepper to start. As earth took its slight lead in the second third, the profile became, you know, pretty linear and mundane the rest of the way. You know, not really all that much to the blend, I thought. You know, definitely lighter than what some of the other, you know, Black Label profiles have been. And I'm not sure if it has to do with the ring gauge or just the blend as a whole, but, you know, I might be interested in trying this in a larger ring gauge offering just to see, you know, kind of what it presents at that point. But and as it sits right now, the Lancero, not something I really see myself coming back to. But, you know, fans of the brand, try it out. It's a bit of a different kind of a profile than some of, you know, maybe some of the Black Label stuff that most people are used to. So at least it gives some offering or something different.
Sorry to interrupt. What was the price point on this again?
$11.50. All right, so let's get into the scores. Started at the top with John at 6.62. June was next at 6 even. Seth gave it a 5.85. I gave it a 5.80. So, John, how'd that 6.62 match up for you?
I mean, I haven't handed out scores like this in a while. So, you know, it is pretty Black Label-ish. You know, like Aaron said, and Seth said, if you're a fan of Black Label stuff and you're looking for something that isn't quite as intense, this is probably a good offering. I don't know about the price. $11.50 can be a little tough for some guys, but I would pick these up if I was looking for a longer smoke. I think the score matches up really well.
All right, June, 6 even.
6 even is respectable. It is Black Label, and that's it's good. It's a good score. That's it.
All right, Seth, 5.85.
Listen, I thought, looking back at a lot of Black Label stuff, I really like the cigar. I think it's probably one of my favorite Black Labels, along with the Connecticut, that pearl thing he did for...
Porcelain.
Oh, yeah, whatever that one.
Porcelain is dope.
Yeah, another great blend. I think when they blend softer, they show really good flavor profile. I don't think this Super Corona... There you go, John. Showed a lot of like complexity and transitioning throughout, but it was a good core flavor profile, which, you know, a lot of other people would not even be able to capture with a 42 ring gauge. So it's a good stick, and I think it's actually $11.50 is not a bad price for a craft boutique small batch cigar out of Nicaragua.
A box press adds at least 50 cents, man. I'm telling you, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
All right. My 5.80 matches up well. I mean, it was an above average flavor profile. I did have some burn issues. I had three relights during this one. So that kind of took it down a little bit. Otherwise, I would be, I'd be up there with June. You know, I'd be close to the June score. So, yeah, I mean, there was nothing wrong with the cigar. It just didn't, after the first third, kind of lost the complexity for me and kind of just became, you know, a bit too linear. So, just, you know, didn't really keep my attention. Final thoughts on this one?
I would rather have you give me a score of 5.85 and talk about it than have June give me a score of 7.0 and share his overall experience afterwards. Because June's just like, yeah, I got a 7. I mean, it was good. It's not my, I mean, I don't know.
Hey. You watch it.
Because there's just love behind it.
Watch your mouth set.
By the way, look at this. John, here you go. These little, the cellophane thing. So Avo does it correctly, it appears. But Camacho doesn't. I mean, how do you,
right, how do you fuck it up? So as soon as you open that up, you're either going to rip the UPC code so you can't scan it. Yeah.
Obviously the Swiss did not make it to Honduras. They stopped when they got to the Dominican Republic.
You know, I've been shitting on Dominican Republic a lot, but you know who else does it really well is La Aurora. La Aurora actually perforates the UPC tab.
Villiger. Oh, wait a minute. They have it on the opposite side. Never mind. Villiger did it right.
Yeah, they know. It's a minor touch, but it does little things like that make a huge difference to the retail life. So.
All right, so if you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Black Label Trading Company.